thought you'd gone.
Changed my mind. Or rather, the Ingram family changed theirs. Why are you crying?
I was thinking about having to leave Thornfield.
You've become quite attached to that foolish little Airedale, haven't you? To that simple old Fairfax.
Yes.
You'd be sorry to part with him.
Yes, sir.
It's always the way in this life. No sooner have you got settled in a pleasant resting place, you're summoned to move on.
I told you, sir, I shall be ready when the order comes.
It's come now.
Then it's settled?
All settled. Even about your future situation.
You found a place for me?
Yes, Jane, I have. In the west of Ireland. You like Ireland, I think. There's such warm-hearted people there.
It's a long way off, sir.
From what, Jane?
From England and from Thornfield.
Well?
And from you, sir?
Yes, Jane, it's a long way. When you get there, I shall probably never see you again. We've been good friends, Jane, haven't we?
Yes, sir.
Even good friends may be forced to part. Let's make the most of what time has left us. Let us sit here in peace. Even though we should be destined never to sit here again. To you, Jane. Especially when you're near me as now. It's as if I had a string somewhere under my left rib, tightly and inextricably knotted to a similar string situated in the corresponding corner of your little frame. And if we should have to be parted, that cord of communion would be snapped. I have a nervous notion I should take to bleeding inwardly. As for you, you'd forget me.
That I never will, sir. You know that. See the necessity of going, but it's like looking on the necessity of death.
Where do you see that necessity?
In your bride.
What bride? I have no bride.
But you will have.
Yeah.
Do you think I could stay here to become nothing to you? Do you think because I'm poor and obscure and plain that I'm soulless and heartless? I have as much soul as you and fully as much heart. And if God had gifted me with wealth and beauty, I should have made it as hard for you to leave me as it is now for me to leave you. There, I've spoken my heart, now let me go.
Jane, strange, this almost unearthly thing. You that I love as my own flesh.
Don't walk.
Don't walk with Blanche. It's you I want. Answer me, Jane, quickly. Say it, but I'll marry you. Say it, Jane. Say it.
What, read your face?
Read quickly. Say it, but I'll marry you. No.